You are listening to Proof Text, a Glossa House podcast exploring scripture and all things related to it. New episodes are released daily. For more information, check out glossahouse.com and subscribe to our channels on Spotify and YouTube. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Proof Text. I am Michael Halcombe, and in this episode, I want to share with you three resources for dealing with the so-called war on children. Now, when we use this phrase, war on children, referring back to the chants that we saw of the trans crowds, the pro-LGBT crowds walking through the streets in the summer of 2023, chanting, "We're coming for your children, we're coming for your children." It's been dubbed this war on children, and trans has certainly been made big on social media sites like TikTok and those sorts of things, and in schools and in children's books, and so this war on children. So I have three resources that I'd like to share with you. There are many more, and I've shared some of those in other podcast episodes, but here are three that I want to put on your radar, some Christian, some not. So let's get to it. The first thing that I want to share with you is a new documentary, and I'm halfway through watching it, by Robbie Starbuck, and it is titled The War on Children. So if you're watching along right now, I'm going to put a visual of that up on the screen. And by the way, I'll put links for all these in the show description, so make sure you check that out. But this is by Robbie Starbuck and I believe his wife, perhaps. And you can watch it for free right now on X, formerly Twitter. And it's 2 hours and 15 or 18 minutes long. It's done really well. They interview some key players. They look at this from the angles of like academia, economics, and so on. They're looking at this issue from all different angles and talking to experts in each of those areas. You need to watch this. And for those of you who have parents in private schools and private Christian schools, and you think that is going to alleviate the issue, think again. They sit down with educators here and actually walk through the various associations that these private Christian schools are attached to, and those associations require and mandate certain stipulations with regard to LGBT. And if the schools don't meet them, then they lose their credentials or status within those associations. I even found out that a school my children go to, at least some of my children go to, are part of one of these associations, and that could have major ramifications for what, you know, comes down the pipeline at their schools. And I would never have even thought of this or known this had I not been watching the documentary. So I need to finish this up, but I commend this to you and hope that you'll give it a chance. I would encourage you, if you're an educator, to watch it. Certainly if you're a parent, watch it. Watch it with your spouse if you're able to. And grandparents, watch it. Pastors, you need to watch this. Youth pastors, you need to watch this and inform your people and share it with them. All right, the next thing that I want to put on your radar is a video, a recent video from political pundit Bill Maher. Bill Maher is an interesting individual in the sense that he's not a Republican. He's not at all right. And he describes himself as a liberal, as a Democrat. He, you know, has divergent views on sexuality and drugs and politics than almost every conservative. Yet, a number of social issues, he would find himself, or we would find ourselves, on the same page, right? Religion, he's an atheist. He's an avowed atheist. Made a movie called Religious a few years ago. Nevertheless, he is speaking up against the radical left, the far left, that's losing its mind and that is participating in this war on children. And in this video, he exposes some of the terrible things that have happened in Hollywood to children. And this whole coming for our children idea, and that it's just absurd. And, you know, we need to be aware of it and be ready for it. So I commend this to you as well. This is only 8.5 minutes. Check this out. It's been interesting as an Orthodox Christian to watch Bill Maher, and he hasn't moved right of his own accord. It's just that the left has gone so far and lost its mind so far that it's made him not even look like a centrist, but like he's right of center these days. That he is on the same sanity wavelength as many on the right, whether that's theologically, economically, politically, culturally, socially, so on and so forth. But you should watch this. It's 8.5 minutes, and it's definitely worth it. The final resource I want to put on your radar is something my friend Christopher Yuan brought up to me. It's called Summit Ministries. And this is really geared at giving teens an unshakable faith. That's their their tagline here. And they host conferences and camps all over the place. And, you know, this goes, I think, for students who are 16 to 22. And they have resources for biblical worldview resources that are K through 12. But they have camps and whatnot. So student conferences, rather. And I want to show this to you. If you're watching, you see it on the screen right now. They have this year camps coming up in Manitou Springs, Colorado, Lookout Mountain, Georgia, and then online. And you can see that the one in Colorado is almost all waitlisted. This guys and girls. And what they do at these conferences, they attend lectures, small group discussions, breakout sessions, and they hear from some of the really notable faculty. Chris Yuan speaks there, and a number of apologists speak there, like Christian apologists. And this is just a great resource. I hope to get my kids involved in this at some point really soon. So if you're concerned about, you know, your kids losing their faith before, you know, as they enter into the late stages of high school, or, you know, transition into college, that sort of thing, then I'd recommend this to you. So those are three resources that I am thinking about and want to put on your radar and share with you. All right, my friends, I am going to stop there and say I hope that helps.
Interested in growing your ancient language skills but not sure where to start? Glossa House can help. From illustrated readers and short stories to lexicons and grammars, Glossa House offers a variety of resources for beginning, intermediate, and experienced ancient language learners. Head to glossahouse.com today. Glossa House, language resources for the global community.